That is perhaps, well, it's one of my all-time favorite hymns, and it was such a delight to be here with you singing it so beautifully. So I thank you. I thank you for that. This morning, I'm going to tell you a story, an old, old story that is found in a very ancient book. And this is a story for all ages and all generations. So we will not be inviting the children to come forward, but I want you to know I'm telling you the story too. I'm telling the story to everyone. So gather around the sound of my voice. This is an old story of the first woman and the first man and the garden in which they dwelled. Some have said that the creator of this garden looked like the man, and others say the creator looked like the woman. But the oldest and wisest tellers of the story say that the creator looked like the garden. Now, the creator didn't really mean for it all to happen. Perhaps the creator was lonely or maybe just curious. But one day, the creator started putting things together. A little of this, a little of that. Sometimes there were huge explosions. And sometimes the most amazingly beautiful patterns of light and dark, curved lines and straight seemed to put themselves together into tiny creatures floating on the sea. Once things got going, the creator got more and more excited and created more and more stuff. And all the lines started to blur between creator and creation. You couldn't really tell where one began and the other left off. After a very long time, the creator took a breath and looked at all that had been made. Everything seemed to fit together so perfectly into a magnificent garden. How had this happened? The creator was never entirely sure. But there could be no question of the magnificence of this garden. The creator loved all the creatures in the garden. But somehow, the man and the woman were puzzling, just confusing. They had been among the last creatures to show up, and somehow they just seemed to keep getting into trouble. The creator just wanted everyone and everything in the garden to be beautiful and happy. But there were a few things that the creatures didn't know. The creatures lived for a while, and then they didn't. The miraculous thing was that each creature had found a way to recreate itself, to make new ones, almost but not quite like themselves. They called these new creatures babies. This, too, was an unexpected but delightful aspect of this great garden. Who would have thought that the creatures would share the power to create? Everyone seemed really quite happy with the arrangement. The garden was abundant, teeming with life. Everyone and everything had enough. All creation had found a way to feed itself and feed each other. But the creator just kind of knew that the two humans would not like it if they found out that they would not live in the garden forever. So taking all the knowledge about living and dying and putting it into two trees deep in a forest, the creator told them never to enter the forest. Well, you can guess what happened next. But the creator never did quite understand how curious these humans were. Might have known. The creator's curiosity got the whole thing going in the first place, and everything in the garden looked like the creator in one way or another. Well, it's pretty hard to keep secrets in a garden where everything is connected to everything else. The first to find the tree was the snake. Snake told the woman. The woman promptly told the man. They found the tree and didn't even stop to think about it. The woman ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and handed it to her companion because they always shared all they had. Suddenly, everything changed. The two of them looked around the beautiful garden and knew they would not live here forever. Suddenly, they felt cold. And looking at each other, they realized they were wearing no clothes. They wondered if everything in the garden would die and if they might starve. They loved their life in the garden. They didn't want it to end. But now the garden seemed threatening. Perhaps there would never be enough for them. They were sad and frightened. With just one look, the creator knew the man and the woman had eaten the hidden fruit. The creator, too, was sad because these creatures were so sad. Looking about the wonderful garden, the creator knew there was enough here for all the creatures, just as there had always been. But things were different for the humans. They would worry, and it would make them happy from now on. The creator, with heartbreaking, gave the sad, worried humans clothing to wear and taught them to make fire so they would keep warm. Here ends the first part of the story. And now for the second part of our story. We left the man and the woman feeling sad. For the woman and the man were very sad when they left the garden. They didn't understand that it was them who had changed, not the garden. They thought the creator was angry with them and was punishing them by taking the garden away. The creator was sad because there was nothing now to do but keep creating, keep being the garden, and hoping the humans would remember the abundant gifts of all creation. With eyes open now to how things worked in the world, knowing that they would one day die, the man and the woman set about making a life for themselves. They built a home to protect them. They tamed animals to help feed them, plowed fields and planted them. In the end of one long day, when the fields were planted and the animals pastured, the woman and the man stood quietly and watched the changing colors of a beautiful sunset. When the sun had dipped below the horizon, the man looked at the woman and felt his heart would break. He loved her more than anything in the world, even more than he had loved the garden. Yet he also knew that one day she would be gone, just like the colors of the sunset. And then the woman looked back at the man with the same love in her eyes, and he felt his heart fill to bursting. This was something they had never felt in the garden. For the first time, they felt glad they had eaten of the fruit and left the garden. When the woman and the man had their first child, they discovered that they could feel a whole new kind of love. They looked down at the fragile and tiny body and knew they would do anything to protect this new creature. Their love was so strong it frightened them. But once again, they found that they were glad to have left the garden, to be feeling this frightening and amazing love. Years passed, and the Creator, who was still just busy being the garden, the Creator could see the humans still living in the garden. The Creator watched as their family grew and saw how they loved each other. It was the same love the Creator felt for the garden. And yet the Creator was astonished and delighted at all the many different ways these humans found to feel and express their love for each other. Life was not always easy by any means. When the man and the woman died, their children cried and thought the love they had was broken forever. But it wasn't. Sometimes the children forgot about the love and feared there wasn't enough for them. They spoke harsh words to each other and hurt each other deeply. In fact, they did sometimes the most awful things to one another. But if the love seemed to go away, it always came back, like flowers in the spring, which no matter how well they knew that spring always follows winter, it still surprised and delighted them each year with their color and fragrance. Now this story comes from so long ago that we, the children's 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 children, have almost completely forgotten about this abundant garden. It is still here, all about us, all the days of our lives. And sometimes, just sometimes, when the flowers bloom and the wind blows gentle and warm, we can still look about us and see the garden again. See the garden blooming and growing about us. See ourselves in this garden, part of this garden. And we know that we never really left it. And we know that there is always enough for all. May it be so.